The Pentagon says it's letter to Max Xing. Why has incel slang crossed into the mainstream? I am seeing more of a spike in incel language in the past few months than I think I have in my entire career, says linguist Adam Alexic. A recent tweet from the U.S. Department of Defense boasts about the killing capabilities of the U.S. military, as follows. Low cortisol, locked in, letter to Max Xing. To many, that will sound as indecipherable as the teenagers that discuss IT at Becky's, or the New York Times warning of Tate Pilled Boys. Many will have now seen the 6th of February tweet that went globally viral, viewed more than 24 million times, and discussed in endless analyses and explainers. Clavicula was mid-gestagooning when a group of foids came and spiked his cortisol levels. He's ignoring the foids while munting and mogging moids, more useful than SMV chatfishing in the club. In 2026, this kind of language is appearing more frequently from America's most prominent newspaper to the highest tiers of the US government. Why has this disfigured way of speaking become so normalized? It starts with the rise of incels, a growing cohort of men who are involuntarily celibate, and think women are to blame. Propagated via online forums like 4chan, the source of much Gen Z slang, it has made its way to the mainstream thanks to a combination of algorithms, in-jokes, and a Trump administration keyed into the language of these communities. In recent months, the rise of Braden Peters, also known as Clavicula, the subject of the viral tweet, has forced the outside world to reckon with the head-spinning breadth of the vocabulary, and begin spotting the waves has entered even the offline parts of our culture. I've been tracking trending incel language since 2022, and I am seeing more of a spike in the past few months than I think I have in my entire career, says Adam Alexic, a linguist and author of the 2025 book Algo Speak, How Social Media is Transforming the Future of Language. Current slang has two main sources, Alexic says, African-American Vernacular English, and 4chan, the anonymous online forum where incel communities have thrived. The slang becomes a way of demonstrating in-group proficiency, he says. Daria Batana, a lecturer in linguistics at UCLA, agrees. The density of the vocabulary is not accidental, she writes in an email. Highly specific, rapidly evolving slang creates in-group cohesion by making comprehension contingent on being in the loop. The same applies to meme culture as a whole. I've had Gen Z students tell me that if they step away from platforms for a month, they need time to relearn what certain references mean, she says. Opacity is built into the system. It can also make it difficult to pull someone out of the cult-like community, Alexic says. It's harder for an outsider to relate to you, to convince you to leave inceldom, because they're not even speaking your language. Rise of the Luxmax says. Incels overlap significantly with another online grouping, Luxmax says. Clavicular apparently takes his nickname from the width of his clavicle, 19.5 inches, which he believes is a sign of beauty. He has been called the first star of the Luxmaxing community. Luxmaxes are men who prioritize their appearance above all else, and are willing to take extreme measures to maximize it. Clavicula's fame, built on lengthy live streams and social media, is tied to the alarming lengths he's been willing to go for his looks. He claims that he takes methamphetamine to reduce his appetite, and has endorsed hitting one's own face with a hammer to achieve optimal attractiveness. He has also sung Kanye West's Heil Hitler with Andrew Tate and white nationalist Nick Fuentes, seemed to hit someone with his truck on a live stream and frequently used the N-word, though he told the Times it was dumb to believe the Luxmaxing community, which appears to prize whiteness in its search for physical perfection, was racist. Incels and Luxmaxers exist in communities that are rife with misogyny, and this reflects in the slang terms they've developed. Foids, for instance, are female humanoids or what others might call women. Moid is the male form for lower-tier men. Luxmaxers are pervaded by a nihilistic black pill mentality, Alexic says, believing that physical appearance alone determines sexual success. Curiosity is one of the most proven hooks for any kind of social media content. So if you can make someone say, "What the fuck, that's a successful social media post," says Aidan Walker, a researcher and writer on internet culture. So, a brief translation of the viral tweet, via Alexic and others. Gestagooning combines the terms gestamaxing, trying to enhance your attractiveness by being funny, and gooning, which has its origins in masturbation but can also refer to mind-numbing behavior. Munting involves doing unattractive things, such as jaw exercises, to improve your appearance in the long term. Mogging is emasculating other men through your superior attractiveness. SMV is sexual market value. Chatfishing involves tricking people into thinking you're more attractive than you are. So, the tweet in plain, and offensive, English would read, Clavicula was being silly, when some female subhumans agitated him. Is it better to ignore the female subhumans while joking around and emasculating the lower class men around him, or to pretend to be a guy with a higher sexual market value in the club? Clavicula makes more than $100,000 monthly by streaming, but in Walker's view, it's not just about the money. Virality is a social currency of its own. Nowadays, to be popular is measured by engagement from friends in the form of text messages, likes, followers, and snapstreaks, Walker writes. All this, he says in an interview, becomes the literal evidence you have of your own existence, your impact, your value, part of a desperate quest for legibility. Why the Trump administration says it's homeland maxxing? That thirst for virality has helped terms like Luxmaxxing move from the incel world to the mainstream, to the point where the maxxing suffix has become unavoidable. This month, for example, the Homeland Security Department recently told John Oliver it was homeland maxxing by removing illegal aliens. As Nita Habib writes in the Times, many users of the term won't know its incel associations, but Walker figures Trump's social media team probably does. A lot of these Trump administration guys, they certainly didn't learn that word in the past few weeks, he says. Instead, they are 30-something-year-olds, who were those 4chan forum kids back in the early 2010s. Luxmaxers and the administration are aligned in their embrace of a brutal form of masculinity, and contempt for institutions and empathy. You're hitting yourself in the face with a hammer. That feels very manly. It's very strong, Walker says. When the behavior racks up views online, it's proof of how bullshit your opponents are, how bullshit every mum, teacher, guidance counselor, therapist in America really is, and that's who they see themselves as, against that institutional voice. Clavicula's political views are difficult to classify, if they exist at all. He has said he would vote for Gavin Newsom for president 100 times over in a race with J.D. Vance, purely based on his appearance. Vance is subhuman, Whereas Newsom is like a 6'3" Chad, who mogs, he told the Daily Wire, that nihilistic take reflects the disillusionment, that all politics is BS, and I think Trump has always kind of fed on that. Walker says, should those of us who tend to support moms, teachers and therapists be concerned about the mainstreaming of Luxmaxing language, writing about the word Freud in 2023? For instance, Alexic thought it would never reach the mainstream. It was a hard slur against women, whose usage was simply too grotesque. Now, however, it's taken on this ironic usage that didn't used to exist, he says. In a recent Atlantic article, the writer Charlie Warzel dubs nihilism the new lingua franca of the internet, a kind of post-ironic fatalism that was once endemic to CD message boards has bled into the broader culture, changing how people communicate. The language of 4chan, Inseldom and Luxmaxing, in which nothing matters but clicks and sexual market value is a key part of all this. Are we doomed to live in a meaningless digital void? I don't think algorithms or AI or social media have to go down that route. Walker says, different choices could be made. I think that there's a way that we can maybe bake care into some of these structures, bake agency and autonomy into them. He adds, because a lot of people are just sitting around drowning in a pool of slop, and there's nobody helping them.